Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083.
Who can take a sunrise?
Do you ever crave, really crave, chocolate? It's easy to crave chocolate when standing in a store like Candyland or viewing one of many tantalizing ads. But I'm referring to that craving that just pops right up out of the blue. Though chocolate could stand on its own merits, it's thought that those cravings might not be for chocolate itself as much as it is for the magnesium that true dark chocolate is richly endowed with. Yes, dark chocolate has a whopping 41 milligrams of magnesium per ounce, making it one of the richest sources of magnesium that one can eat. But does that make eating chocolate okay? Well, yes and no. More and more studies show that a moderate consumption of true chocolate, cacao or cocoa by name, can have certain health benefits. In its minimally processed form, cacao is rich not only in magnesium but also in flavanols, antioxidants linked with myriads of health benefits such as regulating gene expressions, changing cell membrane functions, and receptor functions. Such explanations are proposed as the means by which chocolate consumption seems to help lower blood pressure, and the overall risks of cardiovascular disease. Considering that chocolate is high in saturated fats, this is a very impressive finding. Other studies found a correlation between consuming flavanol-rich chocolate and decreased LDL cholesterol, with improved sensitivity to insulin. But before we get too carried away, I should mention that the studies feature daily consumption of 100 grams of chocolate. That adds a whole lot of extra calories into one's diet and can result in gaining some unwanted pounds. We should be sensible in how much chocolate we enjoy, focusing on those products that contain higher percentages of cacao, likely 70% or more in the total content. Also be aware that certain processing techniques reduce the overall benefits. Steer clear of Dutch processed cacao or cocoa processed with alkali if you want to get the best benefits of eating chocolate. Okay, if I haven't lost you to some rich Willy Wonka land dreams of chocolate streams, let's talk about magnesium again. Some estimates say that 50% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. From that conclusion, it's not uncommon to read or hear experts say that we should take just about as much supplemental magnesium as our guts can stand. Bear in mind that high amounts of magnesium have a laxative effect. To get more magnesium in your diet, chocolate could help, but it would be great to get it from dark leafy greens, including kale and spinach, nuts, including almonds, cashews, pecans, and Brazil nuts, and seeds, such as pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds. One is at less risk of magnesium overdoses when getting it from Whole Foods.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.